It's Sunshine Week. Exeter Township government, by refusing transparency, continues to show us why the open records law is so vital to the interests of the citizen. March 10, 2024. The Sunshine Act, SA, is being celebrated and highlighted this week for the important role that it can play in the life of the ordinary citizen. When faced with a governing agency like Exeter Township government, which does all it can to stonewall the dissemination of information to the populace, we see why the SA is so important. The Pennsylvania Open Records Law, as currently constituted, was passed under Senate Bill 1 of 2007, and signed into law on February 14, 2008. It lays out the rules for disclosure of government records in the state, from how to file a right to know, RTK, request, to the rights of the citizen, and possible exceptions. It also provides the Office of Open Records, OOR, with no teeth to do anything about willful dismissal of the SA by governing agencies, a practice that is in heavy use in Exeter. All that the quasi-judicial agency can do is make rulings, it has no real enforcement mechanism. Time and again, we in Exeter have seen our government thwart and stymie efforts to get information that the people have a right to possess. Simple things like the harassment report from 2 years ago, which was commissioned by the township, and designed to prove or disprove the harassment allegations slung at Exeter supervisor Dave Hughes by a now former employee with an axe to grind. The report was prepared by McMahon, Connell, and Linehouser, an outside law firm, at a cost to the taxpayer of $17,000. Much interest was generated in the report by the people of Exeter. When the report was finished, the poorly written and grammatically challenged report did not fit the motive of the government to prove what a scumbag Hughes was, and the other supervisors, with the willing help and energetic and disreputable actions of Exeter solicitor J. Chadwick Schnee, locked down the report, claiming it fell under attorney-client privilege. They refused to release any portion of the report to the people. The Board of Supervisors, BOS consisting of Ted Gardella, George Bell, Michelle Kircher, and Dave Vollmer, then began a lying smear campaign against Hughes, claiming that the report proved his horrible treatment of employees of the township, without providing any proof other than their word that it is indeed what it said. Hughes maintained the exact opposite held true. The BOS maintained that the confidentiality of employees was more important than the truth, going so far as to lie about sexual harassment repeatedly contained in the report. The examiner filed a RTK request for the report with the township. The RTK was denied, and we then appealed to the OR for the report. The OR sided with the township in the charade to keep information that rightly belonged to the people from them. We obtained a copy of the report from a confidential source, and published three of the pages, being careful to not reveal names in the report. We also spoke about it on the podcast companion of the Examiner, the Exeter Underground. The report said in very clear language in the conclusion that there was no harassment of any kind, and that what was in place was a personality conflict between two people, Hughes, and the township employee, who'd gone head-to-head for years when Hughes was a private citizen, attempting to hold the township accountable for financial reporting errors by said employee. The township, at Schnee's insistence, then began a terror against the SA, first voting outside of a meeting to file suit against me, my company, and the Examiner. Their emergency filing called for a temporary and a permanent injunction against the printing of the actual report, and gave me all of 3 hours to prepare for an action in court. Their disregard for common decency to allow a defense to be mounted was shocking, and the flustered judge who heard the emergency action decided against us so that she could get back to her normal entirely too large caseload. We were forced to remove our published report in the podcast that spoke to the issue. We enlisted the aid of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, RCFP, a nonprofit law group committed to seeing wrongfully challenged journalists and reporters defended properly by competent lawyers. Our stellar lawyers filed briefs that forced the township to drop the action, with word reaching Schnee that sanctions were headed his way if the highly unconstitutional action was pursued. The report was eventually obtained by someone else who posted it in its entirety. This is but one instance of Exeter's steadfast refusal to live up to transparency, and their fight to be the polar opposite. The township government currently routinely invokes 30-day extensions on RTKs, despite the fact that they've hired the former open records officer of the township, whose job it is to handle RTK issues. The hiring removes any pretense of not being able to fulfill requests in a timely manner, but it continues to happen. Especially with Schnee basically working full-time for the township, this month charging nearly $17,000 for his services. It is our understanding that he is basically the open records officer, and that every RTK file goes through him, so that information can be stalled or outright denied. Even the most innocuous information. Such as a request for emails that I recently made. Emails that will prove that every member of the current BOS except Jack Piho, and the vacancy board chair Diana Reeser, were part of an email from Schnee that details Section 407 of the Second Class Township Code. Section 407 details the steps that need to be taken to replace supervisors in the event of resignation, death, whatever cause leaves an open seat between elections. This is the provision of state law that the BOS violated to illegally install Bell back in a supervisor's chair, as detailed previously in the Examiner. The emails I seek contain no state secrets, personnel information, financial information, or attorney work product or legal opinions. Merely a recitation of 407, which is public knowledge. The township has denied my request, and I am being forced to file an appeal. Those are just a couple of violations that I've personally dealt with. There have been many more in the last 2 years. We've also recently seen the BOS just stop a meeting and go into executive session to talk behind closed doors about an issue that has no consideration under the exceptions of public discourse in the SA. They've taken to couching it as possible litigation whenever they want to hide public information. 2 years ago, they fired the former police chief without having a meeting of any kind of the BOS to discuss. Merely a phone poll of the lawless members. They just don't care. Because they aren't forced to. The Sunshine Act is vital to the interests of the voter, especially when they live in a Gestapo tactic township like Exeter, where threats, intimidation and hiding of information are the norm. Were a BOS and a solicitor who wraps himself in the SA as a defender, while doing all he can in his professional capacity to subvert it, are out of control and out of touch with the rights of the people. I encourage you this week to study up on what the SA and the open records law are, so that you can spot and act on the rampant, virulent violations that our township government are committing against it and you.